It's an ambitious project, as you say. It's a long cable, but technically it's manageable kind of risk. You know, it's well-established technology. And what it will deliver to the Solomon Island people is, as you say, cheaper, faster internet, so much bandwidth that they'll be able to explore all kinds of opportunities they can't do today. So the operators in this country will be able to give customers much greater bandwidth to use. Businesses will be able to use cloud services, the sort of ICT developments that we can use in most of the rest of the world. And it opens up great possibilities in things like telemedicine and distance learning and that, which can really help the lives of Solomon Islanders. This project in total is going to be just under 80 million US, somewhere in the high 70s. It's going to be funded through a combination of equity from the shareholders in this case, which is the Investment Corporation of Solomon Islands, which a government investment vehicle, and the Solomon Islands National Provident Fund. They're going to put in a fairly high percentage in equity, and we're just going to get a commercial loan for the smaller balance that we need.
And I suppose one very practical aspect of taking the submarine route is you're not at the mercy of the weather, which affects communications in the Pacific so often.
That's absolutely right. You know, the Solomon Islands depends on satellite communications for all of its internet access. To one degree or another, it's highly weather dependent. And, you know, when it rains here, it really rains, and you can often get complete dropouts of the service. So, yeah, the reliability will be fantastic.
And in practical terms, rolling out this 4,000-kilometre cable, I mean, is that literally what happens? I mean, how do you lay a cable that long?
No, it's absolutely right. I mean, it takes about 12 months to actually manufacture 3,900 kilometres worth of cable. And when it's all done and tested, they load it onto a cable ship on a large drum in the right order, sail it to the Solomon Islands, and we start by doing the domestic parts, which are going to connect Honiara with Noro in the western province and Auckland in Malaita. So we connect together the three major populated provinces of the country. And then when they've completed that, they'll take the cable ship, start from Honiara, and just drive it all the way down to Sydney. And we'll be connecting onto some Telstra facilities off of Tamarama.
It's quite an extraordinary process that results with this new internet connection. But once it's down there, I mean, how much maintenance is required?
Very, very little. Submarine cables are incredibly reliable, and there's not much that happens to them in the benign environment of the deep sea anyway. Apart from a little bit of tweaking on the land side of it as you put new capacity on, there's very little to do with the submarine cable.
And the start date is going to be around about 2019. Are we talking early 2019 or towards the back end?
No, it'll be early. I'm thinking at the moment somewhere between March and May, March and June. So that second quarter, I would say, would be a good estimate.
And as far as customers are concerned, how much is this going to cost them? The suggestion is it will be significantly cheaper than what's on offer at the moment. Are you able to say how much cheaper?
I can't say directly because the Solomon Submarine Cable Company is a wholesale provider. But I do know that the prices will be able to provide the licensed operators in the Solomon Islands by significantly cheaper, I mean of order half what they're paying right now. And it will continue to drop over time as they increase capacity.
So, logically, that would suggest that those people in Solomon Islands who, for one reason or another, don't have access to the internet should be able to get it now.
It should reduce the barrier to entry for people. And there are a lot of people in Solomon Islands who use a little bit of data, but they can't afford to use much. And I'm sure that because we have a vibrant, competitive mobile, particularly mobile environment here, you know, they'll create packages that just give more data in there, so people will be able to use it more and more, and it can play a bigger part in their lives.